He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
I think that's the easy part, really. To say that he's risen. But deep down, I think we all doubt it. At least some of the time. And so these last two verses of our gospel reading today are like looking into the mirror. For as yet, they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. And then the disciples went back to their homes. We doubt the resurrection, and we doubt and show that we don't understand what it means. And so we drown our anxieties with the bottle, or we gorge them out of our minds with things from the cupboard, or we yell at our spouse or our kids, or kick the dog, or flip off the guy who cuts us off in the street, or we stare at our computers for hours on end, or we play video games ad nauseum, or we close the curtains and try and shut out the world, or we allow ourselves to be consumed with work. And when we do these things, we show that we are really afraid of the resurrection, afraid of what it means. And when we do this, we show that we are no different than Mary and Peter and John. And in fact, we show ourselves to be far worse, for they simply just didn't get it yet. We, however, know the end of the story. Do you know what the resurrection of the Son of God means? It means that in him is life, not just the absence of evil, but the fullness of good. All the fullness of the deity dwells in him. It means that the words on Good Friday, "It is finished," therefore, are eternal words, everlasting words, words without beginning or end, words that cannot be taken away, words for you and for me. And maybe it's just me, but in this Wednesday, right after Easter, that floors me, because it means that it's all true. All that he said, all that he did, all that he says, and all that he does, even now, even here, it's all true for you, for you. And so I think it's right on this Wednesday after Easter to be in awe. Awe that if the words, "It is finished," are true and eternal and cannot be taken away, then that also means that the words, "This is my body, this is my blood," it means they are true too, and they cannot be taken away, that they give exactly what they promise, the forgiveness of sins. And I would love to fake it this morning and put on the big, fat, happy pastor face and do cartwheels across the chancel. But right now, it's not that I don't have Easter joy. It's rather just 3 days later that I'm still, I think, in Easter awe. Awe that it's true. Awe that I, like you, have been invited to a feast. A feast in which God is really present. A feast that God extends to all who repent. That is, for all who hunger and thirst for righteousness. For all who confess their sins and trust in his word. And so it is for us today that Jesus declares, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." And then he asks, "Do you believe this?" And by grace, we respond with Martha, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world, has come, is coming, still comes, even here, even now, for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. That's Easter awe. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.